I'm in Bradford, a city which became notorious after disturbances, street disturbances, in 2000 for communities leading separate lives, parallel lives, in the words of one report, not mixing together, meeting one another perhaps in the city centre, but not living side by side. That was always a partial picture, and I've come to see evidence of exactly the opposite taking place. It's all thanks to a small housing association called Neshaman, based in Halifax. And they've had this goal of mixed communities, of persuading British Asian people to go and live in white areas, supposedly white areas, majority white areas, and vice versa, getting young white professionals to come back into inner Bradford and the centre of Halifax, its neighbouring city, into areas perceived as being overwhelmingly British Asian, and to find out whether or not they can rub along together and be neighbourly. The first place I've come to see is in Ollerton, an area which was perceived very much as overwhelmingly white. And I've come to see Mahesh Azad and her family. Mahesh, how long have you and your family lived here?
We've been here 2-3 years now.
Where were you brought up in Bradford?
Bradford 3.
Did you have any kind of hesitations with it being an area that historically was regarded as a kind of, possibly as a kind of, you know, white area? You might feel a bit uncertain.
It's fine, because we came to view the property and all the people around, because they're all mixed people. There's Asians, there's white people, and they were all really nice. As soon as we come to see it, they were all out, hi, you all right? So we were fine, we were really happy with the area. They'll all come out, there's like a garden opposite, then all kids just go there, there's a trampoline in that garden, so they'll go there, all the mothers get together, we'll chat in the garden, the kids play there, and then there's one around the back as well. And then we'll all go there, we'll all just have a little gathering over there, and it's really good. We've never had a problem. Your kids are being brought up with different races, so they're getting used to being brought up with different people. We think it's better.
Yes.
Because then they're used to, you don't want just Asians, because then they won't be used to seeing white people. We don't want our kids being grown up to be racist or saying, no, we don't want to be living with white people, just Asian people. So it's better because it's a community with all different races. There's English people, there's Pakistani people, I think there's an Indian person, then there's is he from Germany or someone in that arson?
Oh, right.
There's a man that lives there, and I think he's from Germany.
Yes.
So we're all like mixed. It's like the whole world in one street.
I've just come across the road now to meet Beverly Gilbert, who's got an immaculate garden and a very big garden. When did you move in, Beverly?
I was the first tenant in this house, so it's about 7 years ago, isn't it? About 7 years.
And you obviously must like it here to be still here after 7 years.
I love it here. It's like a little community. Everybody gets on with everybody. You've got good neighbours. Mm. And I work for social services, which is only close by.
But what do you do? What do you do with them?
I'm a care assistant. It's with Bradford Social Services, yes.
Oh, that's good. So you can walk to work?
Oh, yes, just there, just over the road. Okay. 2 minutes, yeah.
And I've just noticed outside the pub you've got a bus stop directly opposite.
That way and that way, both from town and to town. So the bus is fine. We've got nice shops. We've got a lovely community centre over the road. Everything's lovely.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm here is that this community is a mixed community. You've got people, British Asians, you've got people from Eastern Europe and that sort of thing. How do you find that?
Lovely. They're all lovely. Mm. The ladies over at Road, they bring me curries and all sorts of things. And
is it you who's been teaching them how to cook lasagna? Apparently someone has.
No, it's not me, no. I tried to teach her how to make Yorkshire puddings, actually.
Oh, very good.
But you can get them frozen now.
Yeah, well, they're not same, are they? Because one of the ladies over the road came to do some voluntary work where I work.
Ah.
So we became quite good friends then.
Oh, that's very
and
good.
And she visits me and I visit her. And
yes. Was she a British Asian lady? I mean,
Asian lady. Yes.
And she decided to do voluntary work at the. Is it like an old elderly people's?
It is. Place? Yeah, it's an Alzheimer unit. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Can we just look at the rest of your garden?
You can. Yeah.
It looks lovely. After you.
Thank you.
I see you've been putting geraniums in.
Oh yeah.
Interesting. Walking through this part of Ollerton, they've named the streets after birds, and they obviously started running out of conventional birds because we're just going up Hoopoo Close. I think it's a very long time since anybody saw a hoopoo in Bradford. And now I've crossed over Bradford to the other side, right up at the top of the kind of rim of moorland which surrounds Bradford, Queensbury. This is an area very much perceived as overwhelmingly white. It actually has two British National Party councillors, although one of them only just scraped back in by 15 votes in May. And the Shaman have done the same thing here. They've persuaded British Asian tenants to come here into big houses, sort of houses they like. The people who've moved in have got big families, It also suits them to have two sitting rooms on occasions when men and women come for social events and the men and the women sit separately, which is a cultural thing in many Muslim families. I've just been shown round his house by Aurangzeb, who's one of the British Asian tenants. He's studying for a law degree here and very much enjoys living here. And I'm going over to see some of his neighbours on the other side of the road.
My name's Seppel.
And you've got two little ones?
I've got five altogether.
You've got five? You look much too calm to be the mother of five.
Oh, thank you.
So with five kids, you must be pleased to have a big house.
We're happy here, but we do eventually want to get a bigger property.
Yeah. But it's nice in a sense of being mixed, like you've got, you know, Aurangzeb and his wife Shazia, she's called, isn't
Shazia,
she?
Yeah.
As neighbours, I mean, do you like that? Do you find it adds to life?
Shazia's lovely. We get on really well with neighbours, as next door neighbours as well. We really get on with them. So, but I think you have to nowadays. You have to get on and live as a community. But yeah, they knock on our door and give us food. That's really nice.
Yeah, and Seppel, where does your name? It's an unusual first name. Where does that come from?
Oh, my name's German.
Oh, German. Have you got German background as well?
My granddad's German, yeah.
Oh, so you've already got that from Namibia?
Yeah, it's from Namibia, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Oh. What do you do, incidentally?
I'm an engineer.
And are you, Nicola, you won't be working at the moment with five kids?
Yeah, I do work, yeah. Part-time, I'm just a cleaner. Yeah. So it just keeps us on those toes.
So I'm with Rachel Iqbal now, who's another neighbour here in Woodlark Close. And is your little boy here?
Yeah, this is Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, hello Ibrahim. How old's Ibrahim?
He's two, going on three.
And he's got a couple of friends
over
there. Nicola's little two son. Well, she's got four, I think, or five altogether.
I've got four altogether as well, yeah. Right. Three of them being born in this development as well.
And is it nice that they can play safely here,
they've
I guess?
They've grown up together, yeah. They're really safe. It's a cul-de-sac, so they're safe. And they all play together on the little bikes and stay down at the bottom, which is good.
And you've got all sorts here. I mean, you've got white people, you've got British Asian people, you've got Seppels originally from South Africa. Does that all work?
Yeah, it works brilliantly. They all come in. We have tea, after school tea, so they go to each other's houses. Some know that they're vegetarian, so they get fish fingers. Say if my little girl goes to Femi's house, for example, who's two doors away, they all have tea, they'll have my Asian food, and they'll eat fish fingers and pastas and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's after school as well. It's like in 2 days' time, it's my eldest girl's party. So there's quite a few of the girls that are coming off the street with them being the same age group. So there's a mixed food on, but it's all halal, and all the kids get to taste different cultured food as well, which is really good.
What was the name?
Go to the local school as well, which is Home Farm Primary, which makes it even better.